All right, post-game wrap time, and what a game. Did not see it coming. And I was telling Mike at the end, it's probably the ones you don't see coming that are the most fun.
Well, it was all shaping up to be the worst game of the year. And it winds up being the best game in the year. So where do you get a spectrum like that? You talk about emotion. Now, look, there are a lot of people left this game early. And tomorrow people are going to go, what'd you do last night? I went to the Giants game. They're going to lie through their teeth and say, we sat there through the ninth inning, and it was amazing. But, I mean, it's just, what a game.
Joey Bart did the post-game interview with us. Great interview, by the way. And I asked him about going up there to start the inning against a guy like Josh Hader and what he was thinking, what the plan was, whatever. And he just said, well, first, I'm just real excited to face him. He's an all-star. He's one of the great closers of our era. And I was getting to face him, so I was kind of excited just to have that chance. And, you know, then he said all the, you know, the stuff. I'm just looking for a pitch to hit that maybe I could, hit hard somewhere and whatever. But he sounded like a veteran, that he's been around for a while. And he talked about watching I asked him about if he thought Yaz's ball was definitely going out when he hit it. And he said, well, to be honest with you, I had a spot in the dugout where I was sitting. And we kept hitting home runs and getting hits and I didn't move. So I didn't really see it. I saw it off in the distance. I saw maybe that it went over the wall or near the wall. But it was just kind of, he didn't want to fool around with the karma of it. So it was all happening great while he was sitting in that one spot. So, so anyway, it was kind of fun to.
Well, you don't want to move because you don't want to think you were the reason why Yastrzemski popped it up, right, or struck out. So I get it. But I was telling Mike, I thought his at-bat was just as important as all of the other at-bats in the ninth inning because it kind of showed everybody else, well, yeah, we can hit that guy, even though he's an all-star. And what, 27 out of 28?
Yeah, 27 saves for Hader.
I mean, I know he's been leaking oil lately, but still, I mean, it's Josh Hader.
Look, you remember when Joey Bart went out the last time, the deal was he wasn't hitting the fastball. He had zero hits of a fastball over 95 miles per hour. Well, you could put that to rest. Because he turned around, I don't know what the velocity was, like 97 or whatever. It was high velocity. And it was inside. It was at the belt inside. And he gets the bat head on it, and he hits 107 miles per hour. High, majestic, just a righteous blast. We're watching this kid come to life. I mean, he's figuring this stuff out. This, to have the kind of success that he's had against a guy like Hader, against Woodruff, I mean, he's having great at-bats. We watched him get pinch hit for last night after a good night. He had a base hit in a walk. He gets pinch hit for. That ain't going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, he is arriving right now. That we've all been waiting for it, and it's happening in front of our very eyes. His swing of the bat tonight was the bat because when they've had this, they couldn't have played a poor game defensively. And when that happens, two things happen. One, pitchers go in the strikeout mode because they don't want to put the ball in play. And number two, everybody on the field's concentration's gone. So more errors can come. More mistakes can happen. When Joey Bart stepped up there in the ninth inning in a 5-2 ball game, he hits that ball out against Hader, and everybody's looking around like, oh, hey, game on. That got him back. That brought momentum back. That brought everybody's brain back to the game. That's how big that swing of the bat was. What a moment.
Well, and I mean, really, and he said, even in the interview, says, well, you know, it was kind of quiet down here for quite a while, but so it did change pretty dramatically. And so many great moments that whole inning, and so many guys who have struggled, who came up big, like Yastrzemski. So anyway, it's just still, I'm just still kind of, my heart's still pounding. It was just so exciting.
It was the best game of the year.
Well, we're going to have a bunch to pick from, so we'll pick our players when we come back. All right, back here at Oracle Park after the win of the year, and we'll pick our players, and we'll let Mike go first.
Okay, well, we've kind of put Joey Bart up on a pedestal, and I think he deserves it. But I'm going to take the next swing of the bat, and that's Darren Ruff. Because when you have the alarm clock go off, and it gets everybody excited with the Bart home run, here comes Darren Ruff, and he turns around a fastball at the belt, inside corner, pretty much the same location that Joey Bart had. At that point in time, there was true belief. At that point in time, everybody's thinking, we got this. And it just solidified the mindset in that dugout. And I just think that at-bat was righteous. And so I'm taking Darren Ruff.
Darren Ruff. Good pick, John. Good.
Excellent. Who's next?
You.
Oh.
See, we go this way.
Okay. All right.
Clockwise.
Which way is that on the radio again?
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with, any number of guys, but I'm going Austin Slater. They hit the two home runs. Now they're down by a run. I mean, all those 27 saves that Hader's had, a lot of them, he comes in with, it's a one-run lead. You still got a long way to go yet against a guy like that. And all of a sudden, the next pitch after Ruff's homer, he hits a single to right. That's his fourth hit of the game. And but on top of that, so he gets the winning rally started at that point. And he seemed to get himself picked off. And it was just so cool the way he did it. He just was sprinting on a steal towards second. And he didn't care if they threw to first or not. He just kept on going. And Rowdy Tellez had to get rid of that ball in a hurry. And it was a little high and wide, and he slid in under the tag. So then all of a sudden, now the tying run is in scoring position. So I'm going Austin Slater. I thought he just had a great night all the way around, and he got a start against one of the lights-out top right-handed pitchers in the league and had a four-hit game against him. So
he did. Sitting 297 now.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Good pick. Atta baby.
All right, well, Dave's going to take – Mike Yastrzemski, obviously, for what he did to end the game. But I'm going to take Alex Wood because he outpitched Woodruff.
He did.
And he got nothing. And he should have walked off the mound in the fifth inning with a 2-0 lead. But the defense really let him down. And well, so anyway, I'm going to take Alex Wood because he does what he does, and that's pitch great after a Giants.
I'm glad you took loss. Him. You know, and that's the other thing, too. They got him off the hook, so he winds up just a workout. He doesn't get a loss. Good pick. Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah. All right. Great ball game. Time now for What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, What's on Deck is the other Alex tomorrow.
Alex Cobb. And he'll take, Eric Lauer? Is it the lefty?
Yeah.
So, a lefty tomorrow. You're going to see all the right-handers. I can't wait to see what they're going to do next. I'm really wondering as to what this does to this club because they still have to improve this defense. I mean, you can't have a breakdown like that and think you're going to win a ball game. Tonight was miraculous in that regard.
Well, what would help is if they got Belt at first.
Well, they said there's a chance he may be at first tomorrow. Good. So,
by the way, Jovetta with a flexor strain. So we'll know, obviously, more about that tomorrow.
And maybe Longoria at third tomorrow because he played third tonight in the rehab. I mean, they too early to say yet, but with the lefty going for Milwaukee, I think that would be their preference for him to be in there. So.
Yeah, good. All right, that's a good thing. All right, that's What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. The legendary Ford 150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. John's got highlights. Sit back, enjoy it. It's 20 minutes of highlights, and we'll have that right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.